Emergency wards in our province's biggest hospitals are in crisis, and that is scary. Some doctors say the situation is so bad they have been forced to go public. It began with an open letter from exasperated doctors at Surrey Memorial who warn staff shortages have patients waiting in hallways, not receiving timely care, and are at risk of dying. Since then, dozens more Fraser healthcare professionals have spoken out. The public are also sharing their horror stories about the lack of care in emergency rooms. It's hard to digest, because historically it doesn't jive with what we have come to expect from our emergency departments. We live in a rich Western society where ambulances arrive when we are in crisis. Paramedics stabilize us and transport us to hospital, and we believe that when we arrive someone will be there to attend to us. It's alarming if that trajectory can longer be counted on, especially for the most vulnerable in society, like children and the elderly. I am extremely grateful that our local hospital can treat emergency patients when they need it. At least that has been my experience. In the last 6 months, family members have visited the Delta Hospital several times and they all received outstanding health care. Yes, there are waits, but the staff work hard to treat patients in a timely manner, and they provide excellent care. I'm concerned the stories of overcrowded emergencies may prevent people from going to a hospital when they are in crisis. If you ever need emergency treatment, please do not hesitate to call 911. Our healthcare workers are there to deal with medical emergencies, and none of them want you to stay away, no matter how stressed they are. Voice your support for ER staff and all healthcare workers who have borne the brunt of the pandemic and now must deal with this current healthcare emergency. Ingrid Abbott is a freelance writer who means it when she tells people to take care.